God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky. So God created the great sea monsters, and every living creature that moves, of every kind, with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. And from the New Testament, from the book of Galatians, for in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus.
Some weeks ago, I shared with you that a colleague of mine, Kurt Schaffer, he's the minister at Bellows Falls United Church of Christ, inspired my sermon series on iconic devotional art. Remember that as a cartoonist, Kurt encouraged me and members of our churches. I think Marion was there, and Bonnie was there, and Dennis was there. Yeah, we had a little delegation. He encouraged us and all of our churches to use art to help communicate the gospel. Well, at the clergy convocation that I just attended last week, the same Kurt brought with him a very little yellow Labrador puppy. Oh my word. Everybody loved this bloody puppy. Everybody loved and held this silly, stupid dog the whole weekend. Also, a couple in our church also got a new little puppy. Theirs is not a yellow Labrador, but rather a black Labrador puppy. So, I sort of wondered this week, what makes yellow labs yellow? And what makes black labs black? And I suppose all of you can guess it has something to do with jeans. Not the type that I'm wearing, but rather, you know, the internal microbiology type. And if we were to ask Stephanie here to answer, she would probably bore us all to death by explaining to us something like a gene has two alleles. I don't know how to A-L-L-E-L-E-S?
Alleles.
Alleles. Okay. So a gene has two alleles, one from each parent, that are paired to create a genotype. This is the part where I start to doze off. This distinguishes a phenotype. Two dominant alleles create a dominant trait, as is the case with black labs, but when two recessive alleles are paired, we get yellow labs. I would say, who cares? It's all the same animal, just different colors. That's why I love this meme. I remember when my son and daughter, Micah and Madeline, first went to primary school together. And for those of you who don't know who are visiting, I have one yellow son and one black daughter. Micah and Madeline, they grew up in a black South African township. So because Micah, who's 2 years older than Madeline, grew up around his two white parents, and because all of his neighbors were black, Micah never really noticed race before. But one day at primary school, his classmates began to notice that Madeline was brown and Micah was white, and the two of them kept coming in the same car, and they were always dropped off by the same two white parents. I once overheard one of Micah's age mates confront Micah about this. "Why are you peach and your sister brown?" And I saw this look of bewilderment on Micah's face. And it registered for the first time in his little mind that he and his sister were different colors. But I decided not to save him, and I let him field this question himself. "Well," Micah thought, "I like jelly, so I'm peach, and my sister likes peanut butter, so she's brown." That was his answer. And it was as good as any, as far as I'm concerned. It is certainly better than Stephanie's long, boring lectures about genes. Micah's point was, while my sister and I are different, we are the same. Friends in Christ, this morning's message is not going to be about social justice or racism per se. I think you are all aware of the implications of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and thus my message this morning. Instead of advocacy, I hope this morning this message will be more devotional. or inspirational in nature. And perhaps this is as it always should be. I don't really believe that we can genuinely persuade by intellectual, political, or social argument to do the right things. And people really cannot be guilted into loving others as themselves. Was it not the prophet Jeremiah who communicated the God, who communicated the will of God when he said, quote, "No longer will the law be written on stone, but rather it shall be written on your hearts." So the key to our two themes this morning in our second of 8 weeks Be the Church Sermon Series, Embrace Diversity, can you find it there? And Reject Racism, is to cultivate an appreciation for the diversity present in God's creation. In short, you and I will never rid ourselves of racism, sexism, and homophobia if we have not cultivated an appreciation of diversity. Only appreciation, I think, can lead to value. You know, I value something. You have to appreciate it first. And only value can lead to celebration. And only celebration can lead one to preserve. Conversely, a lack of appreciation leads to devaluation, which leads to denigration, which leads to, I think, stifling conformity and enforced uniformity. So this morning, let me close this short devotional with some fun animal facts that I pray cultivates an appreciation of the diversity that God intends in our world. I think I've got 11. So, number one, all clownfish are born male. And only will change sex in order to become dominant female. So, not only do many clownfish become transvestites, they are also matriarchal, like elephants and bees. Number two, for those of you who perhaps feel marginalized by your left-handedness, all polar bears are left-handed, or left-pawed, if you will. Number three, bats always turn left when exiting a cave. I didn't know that. Number four, just like zebras, no two tigers have the same stripes. Butterflies taste with their feet. Not sure how that one works. I love this one. Dolphins sleep with one half of the brain at a time, and with one eye closed. Ah, that's nothing. Most of you do the same thing every week during my sermons. More than dolphins. Now, this one'll blow your mind. Leeches have 32 brains. The surface of the leech's body can be divided into 102, but the internal structure is divided into 32 segments, and each of these 32 segments has its own segment of brain. It's 32 more than me. And I was really impressed with this one. Every leech also has 2 reproductive organs and 9 pairs of testes. I didn't put a picture of that on the overhead here. 9. Number 8, cows have very complex friendships. And when they are isolated from their companions, they experience separation anxiety. Galapagos turtles sleep for 16 hours a day and can go for a year without food or water. That's amazing. Number 10, plants can be male and female, with male and female sex organs. Some common gardening plants are hermaphrodites, and therefore are both male and female, like some humans. Translation, God did create Adam and Steve. Number 11. An earthworm has 5 hearts. My intention, brothers and sisters in Christ, is not necessarily to try to convince you of anything this morning. For to do so would be to try to inscribe something on stone that you would somehow then feel. Instead, I encourage you, particularly this autumn, as the leaves turn so many beautiful and bright colors, to intentionally seek out opportunities to be exposed to and to appreciate the diversity of God's creation. For only if you appreciate difference will you be nauseated and sickened when this past week it was reported that a 12-year-old black girl at a Christian school was pinned down by 3 white boys as they cut off her dreadlocks. If we cannot appreciate, we cannot care. I think it begins with that. So seek out opportunities to appreciate. Take long walks. Like Stephanie and I, notice how many mushrooms grow on Mount Wantastiket. Gaze, even this morning, at Heidi's flower bed in front of our church and admire the beautiful differences therein. Even in the midst of our own congregation, rejoice at the contributions our men make. Feel blessed by the stalwart contributions of our women. Rejoice that both gay and straight are welcome and affirmed in our church. All of us have been wonderfully created with many different abilities and characteristics. Appreciate, as the Apostle Paul states, that, quote, through faith, you are all sons and daughters of God in union with Christ Jesus. We are all different and the same. Thanks be to God. This was the word of God, and it was preached to all of you, the people of God, and the people of God responded. Amen.